Melissa, hi, and
Kareem.
Hi everybody. I know, right? Melissa and I were chatting a few minutes ago. How many of you guys like to, I've read a run, didn't talk to an accountant, and I was talking to my accountant. He's a lovely person. Okay, he wears sneakers to work. That's the reason why I hired him to be my accountant, okay, or to be Angel's
nice.
Accountant. No, I know. He went to Alaska. He said it was just beautiful. I said, did you hike? He goes, yeah. He said, I couldn't go all the way. He's extremely chunky, right? That you can be extremely chunky and still, you know, get in shape, right? Have and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But he says, I need to start running. I go, yeah. He said, it's too hot. I go, it's never too hot at the gym on the treadmill. He's like,
that is true.
He grumbled and he said he grumbled and said something about that. So so it's like a challenge there. So tell me, you were talking about your life and going up and down in challenges, and what's your week been like? I know that you're wanting to do the run club, like we're starting to get people, and we're excited about it. And I was talking to him about that worldwide. May I share this with you? So this will get you going. But if it's okay, I'm gonna say yeah, okay. So I have.
I'm like holding my breath here. I might be turning blue. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, there you go. That's funny. I have a client, and she's just a sweet dear. She's a sweetheart. And she says, Terry, we've been listening to your show at a different time. We've been listening into it as a podcast, right? Because this is going to be a podcast on iTunes
after,
you know, or you can find it on Blog Talk Radio. She goes, and we are running too. And I go, where are you guys running? You know, the mountains. I was like, yeah, okay. She goes, where are you running? I go, in Florida, South Florida. She goes, it's a little hot there. I go, just a little bit. I said, she goes, where is the other one running? I go, Melissa, anywhere she can. I said, she's running with her daughter. They're running at the gym. They're, you know, doing getting in shape. And building a future and a life together, you know.
Building relationships. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Which
building
is like the biggest thing right now. I'm building relationship with my daughter, which I didn't have before. And I think that's really making a positive influence on her.
That's amazing.
I'm very proud of her.
Great. I am very proud of her, too. I got to tell you, I was talking to her the other day. And, you know, she's trying she's got a GoFundMe page about the music. She wants to record music and share it with different events. Maybe she could sing for a running event because we always have somebody that sings the national anthem at the running event that down here in South Florida. And I know she wants to give her time to different organizations and help them by singing for them, recording music for them. And her church, or your church, you know, too, as well. So she's an inspiration. Truly is. She's an inspiration to you guys, I know. And she goes, I get my drive from my mom. And she goes, I get my musical ability from my dad. I'm like, okay. So I was like, I was going to tell Melissa that. So she could say, let's sing a song together, honey. So
that makes me happy.
So she goes, I know. She's, you know, I mean, you and your husband, I know that you guys have been married for a few years, but having four daughters and a dog, a puppy that's 10 months old, Winston, and a husband that sometimes he acts like he's 10 years old, and so do your four daughters, right? They all act like 10 to 11 years old sometimes, don't we all? And
well, we all do. I'll probably admit I'm probably a 10-year-old too sometimes, but
you know. Listen, exactly. Me too. So I get it. You know, I know that you guys are big in church, but I remember reading this in Sunday school when I was a kid. God says, or Jesus, Yeshua, who's the Hebrew name for Jesus, says, should we all be like a kid inside, our heart like a child? I was like, oh, that sounds like fun. Because when we have our heart open, we're not afraid to try and do new things. What do you feel about that? Do you feel that way too as well? I do.
That's very profound. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Wholeheartedly.
I do too. I do too. Anyway, so a friend of mine, she's so funny. I have a lot of friends from different cultures, and myself, I'm spiritual, not very religious, but I appreciate everything, especially if they serve fun and food there. But my friend, she's a strong born again Christian. She goes, "All right, Tari, bring your Bibli." I was like, "What? Bring your Bibli and let's go to church."
Bibli.
I said, "My Bibli." I don't know that. I was like, "What? What's a Bibli?" And then she holds it up, the Bible. Like the Bibli. She's funny. But she goes, "They're serving food today." I go, "Great." You know, so anyway, we went. And then another friend of mine, he was Amish, and he's always Amish because that's their culture. But and he says, "I'm running now too." I go, "Are you running in your little costume?" And he goes, "Outfit." He goes, "No, Tari, I'm running in normal stuff." I'm like, "Okay, cool." You know, can you imagine? And then the little shoes that they have, you know, the shoes, because they look like little pilgrims, right? I was like, "Huh, that might be fun."
That's so pretty cool. That is like neat. Yeah. That's neat to hear.
I know. I was like, you know, because they are not like exercise, and I mean, they get exercise because they work so darn hard. They don't have TV or radio or a telephone. Right? No social media there. And
thank God.
You know,
no, I shouldn't say that.
I know. Yeah, right? Thank God, right? I get you. So, but, you know, because social media takes us away from a lot of different things, don't you think?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. It's like good and bad. It's good and bad.
Yeah, I see. Good and bad.
Good to develop some fun things like a run club and getting people all
like
around the world. Talking and exercising,
and commenting on their go run for fun and fitness. That's our Instagram account. So go tell us what you're running. I'm going to post my results today, and I've gotten stronger, which I'm really pleased about.
And that was your goal.
Yeah, getting stronger. I'll tell you what else I wanted to do, because I have not been able to run on an incline for quite some time, for the past couple of years. And so I started running on an incline. That is damn hard to run on an incline, okay? I've got this run, this run people that, you know, they're virtual trainers. And so, and they're like, put the incline up to 5, 7, 9, and 10. I go, really? I did it, right? And I kept my speed up, too. I thought, I'm going to die. I didn't know. I'm talking to you today. But that will build endurance, right? So, and then.
I was just excited that I went up to 1, but 5? Wow.
5, 7, 9, and 10 in the same damn thing. I go, what possessed me to do this? And then I looked down, and it was they have beginner, intermediate, and advanced. I did the advanced class. I didn't realize it because right underneath it was the intermediate. I was like, well, you're a dumbass, Tari. You asked for it. Here
but
I
you
am.
You did it.
Right?
I mean, doesn't that make you look
like
at your exercise routine differently? It's like, wow, if I could do that, then you got to amp it up.
Yeah, well, I did look. Yeah, I got to up my game, right? So I said that, and I said, okay, what am I going to do today? I'm going to go do it again because I realized that being strong and I'm super lucky because I don't have cellulite, okay? And my mom and dad never did, and they didn't. So I'm lucky there. There's other things I don't have, okay? I have short muscles, so. Because I'm 5'3", right? And so, you know, it takes me forever to build muscles. Okay, you know what I mean? But I do.
Yep.
And, so I'm getting stronger. And you and your sweet daughter, and sometimes she's sweet, right? You and your sweet daughter has really inspired me to do it better. How about you? How are you doing with it, with your
– She inspires me because I look over at her and I'm like – wow, like she's actually on the treadmill doing this. I mean, before she would not do anything. So just the mere fact that here I look over and she's huffing and puffing and sweating and getting crazy. You know, I look down, I'm like, okay, let me see what numbers I'm at. A little competition going on. But
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. So
it's
you guys are
cool.
competing with each other a little bit. Okay. Cool.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes.
Love it.
And then when I go to the gym and she doesn't, she gets mad. I'm like, oh, no, no.
Oh, wow. So she, so you guys are going to the gym together, I'm assuming, right? So,
yes, we do.
Yeah.
And then if there's like an extraordinarily stressful day for me, I'll, if I get the time to, I'll go during the day when she's at a school, which will be ending this week anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
good. So what are you going to do with
I
your children while they're out of school?
There.
Really?
What am I going to do
That's
with my
good.
Daughters?
Yeah.
What am I going to do? I don't, well, we're just doing little things during the summer. Hershey Park, Great Wolf
okay.
Lodge. But that's it. Nothing
okay.
major. Because mom.
Well, they got
wants
each other.
Work.
I mean, they do play with each other, right? Do they ever run with you, or say I'm going to run with you, and then they stop after 50 feet, maybe? I don't know, right? What do you think?
No, they don't run with me.
Yet.
But I know Sarah wants to get up and do the gym. So the 11-year-old has to, like, come to the plate and kind of, like, watch the others while I and Sarah go to the gym. Because it really sets the tone for the rest of the day, especially if you get it done in the morning. You know, you make
That's
better
true.
Choices eating. And, you know, I have a, you know, drinking. It's like, why would I want to have that glass of wine if I just busted butt at the gym? It's just, it totally changes my perspective for the day.
Okay. So you don't really want to drink anymore, right? Well, I mean,
no,
I like
better choices.
Better choices. Yeah. See, I'm going bad, right?
Just
I need
better
a,
choices.
I think maybe once a week. Okay, once a week, once every 2 weeks. But I, you know, I said the other day, I was like, you know what? She's not drinking at all. A friend of mine, she's gone 30 days. She goes, do you want to go out and have a glass of wine on Saturday? I go, no. I go, I said, I don't want to do that because I remember what you said. You feel better and you become leaner. You can see your photos, you and your daughter at Go Run for
yep.
Fun Fitness. We want to, I'm going to push my time and there too as well. So you guys can, we can all compare and I'm going to ask anybody that's listening now or later, Go Run for Fun Fitness. Put your times on there. Give us a comment about what you think. FYI. Amy has been listening to our show, and her daughter, she heard the story about you and Sarah, so she's taking her and Tylee, and they're working out at the gym now, okay, and running. And
no way.
I know, about fell over. So I'm going to ask her to go post on our site about that, too, as well. And, you know.
That's so awesome to hear.
Yeah,
that makes me so happy.
I know, right? It's like, wow. So, you know, we've got people and doing that, and I don't really have an issue with social media because, you know, my dad's telling me, hey, we've all had some sort of media, via newspapers, magazines, telephone, or whatever, since the beginning of time, right? You know, what do you call it, pigeons? You know, they were the only social media. Take this message, you know, like, wow, that's
yes.
pretty cool.
That is true.
You know,
it was just an outlet, a different outlet, yeah.
Yeah, so now we've got a little outlet called social media, and there is one that's called Pillow. And I just signed up for it, actually, and so I'm super excited about that. We'll see what happens. But
Pillow,
P-I-L-L-O-W?
Yeah,
I think it's Pillow. I got to find it. Pillow Fort. I don't know. I'll send it over to you as Pillow, but it's like it used to – they took a spin off of Tumblr and are doing it, but I got a really strong message in meditation to sign up for it. So I did. You can use the demo now, and hopefully they'll open it up soon, so we'll see. But, yeah, and then we're doing the Run Club, and I wanted to share this with you. So I talked to a couple of people, because sometimes I was like, if I need to hear something about how to do this, let me know. And then, you know, literally over the past 48 hours, I've gotten, or 72 actually, it's 72 hours, I've gotten, you know, people that have called me and they're like, well, we heard Melissa and Sarah are running and we want to do it too. And you guys are inspirational. And I was like, oh, and I was going to tell your daughter, you tell her. Okay. So she's inspiring somebody. But I also want people to help her, okay, because she wants to give her music back to the community in her church, and she wants to record it. So Mm-hmm. How do I find that? Because I've already made a donation to her. She's pretty amazing. And if somebody wants to make a little donation, because it's not a lot of money, okay, is it for her because she's 16. And I know you guys want her to do something to prove it, you know what I mean, to make sure she's on target with that. You're taking her, letting her sing in front of people. And, you know,
yeah.
you want to make sure she, yeah, and she's putting her own money up. People are funding her. And how do we find it? Recording studio or something like that that's on the GoFundMe pages? Or is that right? So, because I'm for this.
GoFundMe, yeah. It's under what? Home Recording Studio under Sarah. It'll pop
Sarah
up.
Home.
And there's a picture of her in her with her guitar in church singing.
Yeah.
So proud of her.
She's amazing.
Goodness.
I know. And you guys have heard her. She's been on the show. She's going to be on again. With her mom's permission, I always talk to Melissa, and, you know, because they support their daughter. But they really, I know that you guys are really a big fan of, are a big promoter of, you know, getting them to be the best version of themselves, whatever that may be, whether it's sports, whether it's school, which Sarah's excellent in school. I know your other children are as well. And I'm not sure. Yeah. So, and, you know, want them, if they want something, to find a way to earn the money and go get it. And her friends are doing some things, and she wants to do that. She wants to donate her music to people. So I think that is amazing. Okay.
She has a very big drive to really get her stuff out there.
Yeah.
Which is pretty,
pretty
amazing.
Yeah. And she started to run and exercise because she goes, that's important because it helps me. She goes, it helps me sing better. I was like, well, hey, it'll help me sing better. I'll run more, too. Nothing's going to help me sing better. I just don't have that talent. It's all good.
Maybe
anyway,
she can run and sing at the same time. No.
Yes, exactly. For all those who are listening, Melissa does not wear a headset or music. She just listens to her feet when she's running. I, on the other hand, like, oh, I can't wait to listen to music. And then you forget about the music, and you're just listening to your thoughts and yourself, and you're in the zone. But, she's running, and we've got, you know, Sweden's over there running, and I'm sitting there going, is the Alps in Sweden? I don't even know. It's like, I bet they're running in the Alps, and I'm just complaining about 3,000-degree heat in South Florida, whatever. Don't I feel bad, but, and I know you're running in some, terrain, that some hills and everything. I just don't have in here too much, but most important thing is just do it, right? So, you know.
Yes.
And record your time so that you can see how good you are. And use incline on the treadmill. It's always good. Okay,
since you mentioned your incline, I'm thinking, you know, next time I'm going to beef it up to maybe two.
Yeah. I like
it's
that.
It's interesting to feel what you're feeling. I mean, this whole gym thing is like so new to me. Now, don't throw me into no Gold's Gym, but this little local community center, I'm actually starting to feel very comfortable in. And I could be there hours if I could.
And it's a little small gym. I know Amy did that too. And yours was inexpensive. It was like, what, $40, $60? I don't even remember, for a month or 20.
It
I don't
really
remember.
Wasn't
what was
bad. It was $65 for the month. But then, you know.
For you both.
I'm seeing the difference. And I went ahead and we did 6 months now. So we have it for 6 months.
Yay. Okay. Yay. So, gosh, when she goes back to school, she's going to be a junior. She's going to look even more amazing than she already does. Good.
Well,
you know,
and her friends and people are saying things already. Like, are you losing weight? Like, you look amazing. Yes. Now, today she's wearing sweats. Uh-huh. But, like, the other day she really put herself together. And she looked, I was like, wow. You're like, you got a figure. I couldn't believe it. There are changes. There's definitely changes, for sure. And good changes.
That's good. Oh, that's really good. So, anyway, and I've been swimming because we've got a pool now, which I'm super excited about. And so I'm swimming now, and too as well. And I mean, there's a pool at the gym that I'm at, you know, and but I'm swimming in my own pool. I'll go run, and then I'll just take off my run clothes and jump in the pool. It's amazing. And yeah, so they say running and swimming and just doing it all. I want to be that 102-year lady when I get there. It's important too. And you know what I found is working is stretching. I started doing a Pilates class. I'm sure you guys have something like that, you know, that you can do, like an app that you can with, or, you know, And how do you feel about stretching? Because, as I said, my muscles are a little short, but what's your thoughts on stretching? I just want to know that. What do you think?
I think it's really beneficial before and after, or even on a rest day, because you're getting your muscles stretched. They're giving them what they need. I think, you know, if I sit and I get bogged down with work, so I've been, you know, like today, I'm sitting here and trying to bang out this work. I can't get off the chair because my muscles are so tight. And I feel the heaviness and the crazy. No. This is like not moving my muscles. This is from not moving my muscles, like trying to get off the chair. I'm like, wow. And then when you look at the Fitbit and you haven't had any steps, I mean, I've been sitting here for a couple hours. So I think there's truth in stretching and getting some sort of exercise in.
Okay. All right.
Sure.
Yeah,
for your muscles.
I noticed it helped me.
Keep them moving.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because some people, I remember seeing this old lady a few years ago, and she wouldn't even walk down to her car. Somebody had to go pick her up in their car. I was like, I never want that to be me. Could you imagine? I mean, you know, I know things happen where people can't move, right? But if I'm always moving, and the reason why I can't move is because I'm not exercising, then I really need to take a look at myself. You know what I mean? I just do. So what's your thoughts on that? Yeah, you always want to be moving, right? So I get you.
It's killing me that I have to work so hard. I'd rather be at the gym doing it every day. I'm going to have to relook at my schedule for the summer because I cannot let it go. I'm a better person when I exercise, whatever it may be. I'm really a better person, better mindset, better body,
better
food intake,
right?
And sleep. You get better sleep. And that's what I've been kind of striving for, too, because I don't get much sleep. So it helps the whole body, mind, body, spirit.
Yeah, so, well, I'm doing the Pilates, and because I was like, you know what, Cherie, you just got to move because I like moving and, you know, and my body's used to moving, but I want to do it better. And one of the things that I realized, and I was talking to somebody yesterday about it, I go, you know, she goes, are you talking about yourself or me? I go, listen, I'm talking about me. I listen to people like, you know, Grant Cardone. You got to listen to him. Get in the zone with Grant Cardone. It's hysterical on Friday night. And and he is excellent. I mean, he's just like, he operates at if 10 is the best, he operates at a 10 most of the time, I think, right? And so I'm looking at myself
plus.
And I go,
yeah,
right, 10X, right? And so he's operating at a 10X all the time. And I'm looking at myself and I go, do I operate every day mostly at a 10X? No, I feel like that I get so busy on something that I forget to do what I need to do to grow, right? You know what I mean? And to operate at a 10X. So I've really taken that under my wing right now and said, okay. And a 10X for me may be different than for you. I mean, you know, I think that you're always at warp speed with your little ones, you know, and doing all the stuff that you do. And that's really what I feel, Melissa. You know, I want to be the best I can. So that's what I'm trying to do. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah.
How do you feel like you're at your best most of the time? Or I know that screaming at your kids is normal, right? You know, so, you know, or maybe
honestly,
not screaming at them, but you know, honestly,
no, I could totally be working
like
at stuff. I could totally be working better at stuff.
Right.
I mean, time management, just like everything, but it'll come. I'm making little changes. And the overall picture will all come together. And
that's good.
Because I'll become overwhelmed if I want to, you know, have a schedule and you know, meditate and get up earlier, exercise, work. Like, I'm not really that methodical person.
Okay.
But I need some sort of schedule.
Okay. Me too. Right.
Little bites, and we'll get there for sure.
Well, my mom used to say this. She goes, Cherie, it's a cinch by the inch, hard by the yard. I go, what are you talking about? She goes, look at it a little bit at a time. So that's a good point. I like it. You know,
yes.
I think you do a lot anyway, you know, so.
Well, I mean, I think when we look at something and it's too overwhelming, what do? We turn away from it.
We don't do it. Right.
And we don't
right.
do it. So.
Right.
Little bits is okay. I'm going to get there.
Yeah.
I will get there.
Yeah, that's me too. I'll get there too. But maybe one of the things I'm talking about is like, I don't know how you are, but I beat myself up sometimes. I'm like, you're a da 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 da. I was like, wait a minute, three, slow down, you know. And so if I can appreciate what I do already, then I can build on that, right? You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, and I heard
I think
that,
we
like,
all get kind of caught up sometimes.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. We all do, and we all get caught up, and we're like, oh, I can't do this because. Well, you know, but I heard this the other day. I love listening to personal growth stuff. And I was listening to this guy, and he was talking about, you know, our brain is used to having these neuron pathways that we're so used to. Like, you know, I do this every morning, you know, and I've done this since I was in school. Since I was a little girl, right? That's where we learn to brush
mm-hmm.
our teeth, brush our hair, take a shower, right? Because we're taught that. We got those neuron pathways. They said,
right.
You can change those neuron pathways. Let's say you want to exercise earlier. You want to exercise every day. Whatever it may be. You want to save more money. You want to make more money. He said, create. He said, I did this with my real estate agency. And he said, they came in 15 minutes a day, you know, before they started on their job. And he said, they would do 15 minutes of their own recording voice, you know, because we've got that on our phone now. I am deserving of more exercise. I am deserving of more time to exercise. I am becoming a better runner, you know, and I am saving more money. I am making more money. So it's the affirmations you say to yourself. I'm saying them like this. So I've been doing that for the past few days now, and it's making a difference. I am grateful to make more money. I am grateful to run faster. I am grateful to try new things to make me stronger in the mind, the body, and the spirit. And so if I say I'm grateful, that means it's already happening or happened, right? You know, not I am looking forward to it means it hadn't happened yet. So if I say I'm grateful, it means it's already happened because your brain doesn't know past, present, future. It just knows now. Isn't that cool?
That is
you know?
Pretty cool.
I love it. Yeah, so I'm doing that, 15 minutes. So I'm driving this morning, screaming at the driver next to me. I'm going to get this in my 15 minutes. So I did. And I feel better. And then I went by and I blew him a kiss rather than screaming at him. Because, you know, my issues with traffic. I'm the only good driver on the toll road in 95, right? Like, only me. Right. So, and did I mention I was a little delusional in that arena? So, but no.
No.
That was funny. Was a little, just a little bit. But yeah, so anyway, we're having fun. We'll have a guest on next week, and I'll send a message out about it to you and post it on our Go Run for Fun Fitness. So you always close the show up. So I'm going to say Go Run for Fun Fitness Instagram. Let us know what you like. Give us some stuff you want to hear about, and tell us about you. We want to know about your exercise program, whether you're starting, an expert, or whatever. So go ahead. And that's how I want to end the show. Go ahead.
Now
and how do you want
to
get there?
Everyone all over the world, go run.
Bye, Melissa. I'll catch up with you a little bit later. Okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
All right. Bye.